All right, getting a chance now here on KJN to catch up with Brenna Byrd. She is running to be the next Attorney General here for the state of Iowa. Brenna, how are you?
Oh, doing very well. Thank you.
We appreciate you stopping by. And I guess first off, I'll ask you what the motivation for wanting to run for Attorney General?
Well, I'm running for Attorney General because as a mom and a rural Iowan and also as a county attorney prosecutor, I know that I can do a better job than the person who's there right now. He got elected in 1978 when I was 2. You know, I'm 46 now, and it's so important with everything going on in our state and country that we have an attorney general who will work hard and stand up for Iowa in court.
Well, and you're from not too far down the road here from us. You mentioned being a Guthrie County attorney, and I guess talk a little bit about your background.
Sure. Well, I was born and raised on a farm near Dexter, and my brother Troy is actually a seventh-generation Iowa farmer. And went to law school. I was homeschooled also before I did that. And I have been working as a prosecutor for about the last 6 years or so, both in Fremont County I started. Then I went to Guthrie and I filled in as Audubon when they were needing some extra help. But I love working as a prosecutor and helping victims, helping with public safety, but also getting to work with our law enforcement, who I would say throughout Western Iowa are excellent.
Yeah, a couple of different places. You've been here in Southwest Iowa, right here close to home. Your experience with that position, what have you enjoyed most about working with the counties?
Yeah, well, one thing, I love Southwest Iowa because just being from Dexter, Southwest Iowa, no matter where I am, it feels like home, mm-hmm. even if I'm a long ways away. So I've just got a soft spot there. But I love serving as a prosecutor because it's up to me to work hard, take cases to trial, help protect victims, and also hopefully sometimes to get them some restitution that they're owed or to help them through that process. I care a lot about doing that and keeping our community safer. It makes a difference. And then being able to do my part of it after law enforcement has brought me a case. Our law enforcement work hard to do that, and I do my best with the cases that they give us. And I also have to say, I see a lot of bravery when I'm watching those body cams and dash cams. They're put in some really tough situations, often by themselves. And I'm always impressed by their ability to get through a situation and help keep people safe and then let me help make sure that justice gets done.
And as we were talking a little bit here beforehand, talked about how maybe important it is to support those law enforcement, to be the top of the chain here in Iowa as the Attorney General. So I guess what does that mean to you?
Yeah, well, the Attorney General is the top law enforcement official in Iowa, and most people don't know that because our current Attorney General is very silent on those issues and doesn't take a role there. But what it means to me is I'll be working with law enforcement all across the state. I will also be listening to the needs, which are different in different parts of the state, big cities, smaller areas, high population, more rural. It's very important to know how we can help everybody, but also most importantly is telling the story of law enforcement, because so often we hear about bad things. That's what gets the coverage. I want everybody to know all the good things that Iowa law enforcement are doing. We need to be telling those stories as well. We have heroes that live in our community, whether they save people's lives during a medical call or in a car crash, or difficult situations where their lives are put in danger responding to a domestic or other violent situation.
It's interesting that you bring that up, how that's, you know, maybe the needs are different in different places. And, of course, we kind of had that national narrative that propped up here a couple of years ago with different things that were happening around the country, brought a lot of attention to law enforcement and what it means to everyone. And, yeah, maybe that gets lost in the discussion sometimes, is it's not the same in a large community as it is in a rural area. Issues are different for different people where they live, and maybe how that policing goes and how it works looks different in those locations.
Oh, it really does. And I think we're blessed in Western Iowa because we are closer in our communities. We have closely knit communities. And I think that makes that relationship between law enforcement and the people who live in a community stronger. You know, I talk about how I strongly back the blue. And when I do that, I sense a lot of support from Iowans who feel the same way that I do. And I would just encourage your listeners to be vocal about it, because often officers are hearing from people they arrest who don't like it. You know, they don't like being arrested. They don't like being charged with drugs. You know, they don't like the accountability side of it. They're not getting a big thank you when they're out doing their job. So they need to be getting that from us in the community, both the officers and also their families, because everybody in a law enforcement family is making a sacrifice, not just the officer or deputy.
Well, I'm sure that it helps that you've had that experience now in some different areas and maybe some of those smaller rural areas too, to understand what that's like.
It really does. And having those experiences is so valuable and helps me understand every place is just a little bit different and how to work with people and do the best we can. Also, every area has different problems. You know, one of our priorities in Guthrie County has been we're going to go and do everything we can to get the methamphetamine out of Guthrie County because it leads to a lot of different crimes, violence and thefts and break-ins and things like that. And so our law enforcement has done a great job of making that concerted effort, and I think we're already seeing some of the benefits of it.
Well, aside from the law enforcement side of it, your attorney general job will have some other duties as well. Like you could expand on what some of those other responsibilities are.
Yes, it's significant. So one of the most important things that an attorney general does is they go to court to defend our laws and constitution when they're challenged. But also there are times that they need to take, for example, the federal government to court in order to enforce the federal constitution and federal laws on the federal government because they are not always following them. And I got a couple of examples. One was, remember back when OSHA said that anybody who worked at a place with over 100 employees had to get the shot, the vaccine, COVID vaccine shot. And it was state attorneys general that stopped that mandate in court. We also have some regulations that are coming out of the EPA that are very anti-farmer. They're going to bring back waters of the U.S. again, which would control a lot of ag land and really hurt agriculture in Iowa. There are many examples of where the federal government's going too far, and the only recourse a state really has is for the state attorney general to take them to court and to get a federal judge to tell them, okay, federal government, you must follow our laws and constitution.
Well, I guess it could just like in the regard we were talking about, differences in law enforcement, that may be different on an attorney general level from state to state as well. Obviously, you're going to be here to represent the needs of Iowans.
Absolutely. And some of my priorities are, I think that because Iowa's agriculture, when we compare what we have to other states, it's amazing. We're tremendously blessed. I can see why my ancestors got to Iowa and didn't go any further because, boy, we have great crop ground. Our animal agriculture is top-notch. I mean, Iowa farmers feed the world, and the Iowa Attorney General should be an advocate for agriculture, leading the charge on a lot of these important issues. And that's something that I'm glad to do as somebody who grew up on the farm. And when our AG is silent on those issues and not doing anything, it really does hurt us because I think Iowa agriculture, we have to be top. You know, we are top-notch.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been out on the trail here for a while. What's it been like getting around the state and meeting different Iowans?
Oh, you know, it has been really good, and every part of the state is different. I love meeting people. I love eating ice cream, too, so we've had some good ice cream on the trail. Love that. But one thing I do is I make an effort to make sure I'm meeting with law enforcement, and it's just been really neat. And we've got a lot of wonderful people throughout the state and just sitting down and knowing what they're dealing with every day. I just talked to one about how he's hearing more about people shooting at officers, you know, mm-hmm. It is a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, we are seeing rising crime. And then also in different parts of the state, one thing I want you to know is people care just as much about supporting our law enforcement in eastern Iowa as they do in western Iowa. Mm-hmm. And they care just as much about holding the federal government accountable in eastern Iowa as they do in western Iowa, even though we're pretty different parts of the state. That just makes you feel good. And our goal, we will be in all 99 counties working hard. We just get out there on the road, and I've got a laptop where I do my county attorney work in between stops, and mm-hmm. I always make sure that I'm back in Guthrie County in the courthouse when we've got court. Mm-hmm. But we're working everywhere throughout Iowa.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by and introducing yourself here to folks in the Cass County area and the Nishna Valley, and we appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck here on the trail.
You bet. Well, I am sure glad to be here and appreciate your hospitality. Also, we do have a website, birdforiowa.com, if people want to sign up there, or we have a Brenna Bird for Attorney General Facebook page as well.
All right, great places to get information. Thank you.
Thank you.